Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That is correct.
Yes.
And we have... I love
like
this
that
one.
Change up.
2020 NFL player prop predictions... An over or under for all 32 teams, and I think this is the most fitting start to a replay maybe we've ever, or to a segment maybe we've ever done.
Buffalo He's going Bills. Josh Allen, David.
Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen. Over under 3,201 passing yards this year. They go over.
Under. Simply put, is not an accurate passer, has shown no ability to be an accurate passer, and he does a ton of damage with his legs. And if you're going to get in the mix as a running football team, where your quarterback also runs it, you're talking about Josh Allen needing to produce the better part of 4,000 yards to realistically get there. This is a guy who last year barely broke 3,000 yards. The year prior, barely broke 2,000 yards. And when you look at him, how about this for a career? 56.3% completion rate. Goodbye. He will need to increase his completion rate by 8 to 10% if you want to see him start going for 34, 35, 3,600 yards. And he has shown no ability to do that so far. He's a lovely young man. I know Sully loves him. I'm rooting for him because I kind of like Buffalo.
Yep.
But I don't see it with him.
Yeah, 3,100 he threw for last year, just for perspective. But let's move on.
Well, see, yeah, you know, he did it again, David. He made it sound nice. It was 3,089.
Just under 3,100, yep.
Thank you. Another missed call.
11 yards under 3,100, to be exact.
Well, for him, that would be two completions, which takes like 10 passes.
How many rushing yards, though? All right, we can't spend the whole segment on Josh Allen, as much as we'd love to. New England Patriots, over under 4.5 receiving touchdowns for Julian Edelman. Where do you stand on that one?
Wow. You know, this is probably a bad job by me. I don't know if they'll have four touchdown passes. I would go under. He's old. Stidham, I have no knowledge of what he's going to bring to the table. I think the team's going to be a bit of a train wreck. I'll say under there.
How about the Jets? Over under 3,639.5 passing yards for Sam Darnold. Now, he will exceed this number if he simply repeats last season's average, 233 a game, and plays a full season.
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I'm a believer in Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's a better quarterback than Josh Allen with worse supporting cast.
Yep.
But I think the Jets are absolutely going to have to throw the football. And Darnold, if he stays healthy, and I know that's an if, I can't predict mono, I'm going to go over there. I am a believer in Sam Darnold.
Odell Beckham Jr., I know you
close your heart.
Over, under, an even 7 receiving touchdowns for him this year.
Under. Not sure he plays all season. Not sure he'll even be featured in the Cleveland offense because they're going to be a running team. They added Austin Hooper. The tight end will play a bigger role. The running game's going to play a bigger role. And frankly, I don't trust Odell.
I got to do this for David. Pittsburgh Steelers over under 1,099.5 receiving yards for Juju Smith-Schuster.
That's easy.
Wow. It really depends on the weapons we have outside of him with Washington
and Ebron.
Now, I think he goes under, though.
Yeah, don't give me all this "it depends." Answer the question.
I did answer.
I don't need the lead up to it. You tried to sneak your way out of that.
Wow.
It's over. He's going to have a bounce back year, and he's going to be getting a bunch of throws from a 400-pound quarterback. It's going to be exciting.
Indianapolis Colts, 4,000 passing yards for newly acquired Phillip Rivers.
Under. Short passing game plus power running game. I'm going under.
Yeah, and even they say there, you know, this is a pretty accurate number. The reason Rivers may not go much over that isn't because of his ability, but because they have two talented running backs as well. So we'll see. Tennessee Titans. Derrick Henry, over under. It's basically a round number again. Over under 1,200 rushing yards for Derrick Henry this year. 1,200.
Mike, I have to tell you, that seems low, which is why I'm going under, if that makes any sense. I always get scared of running backs who have these massive seasons, these career years. It's very hard to just back it up, do it again. They lost Jack Conklin. He's a massive human being who takes a ton of punishment. I'm going to go under here. I just have a hard time seeing him do all that again. No?
Yeah. No, I think that's a lot to ask for running. I mean, he had a great year. Will he repeat the exact same? You wouldn't think so. But a guy that's similar in terms of stats here, 1,250 rushing yards for Saquon Barkley this year.
How many rushing yards again, Mike? I'm sorry?
1,250.
Kind of waiting on that breakout. As fabulous as he is, the team is garbage. But they've added to the O-line. They're going to run it. Boy, am I conflicted here, Mike.
You'd think he'd
I'm just
up
checking. Yeah, you know what? Last year he was hurt, had the high ankle sprain, down year. As a rookie, ran for 1,300. I'm going to go over.
Yeah.
I'd lean I'll go over there.
Yep. How about the Lions? 4,200 passing yards for Stafford.
I'm going to go under. They want to run the football, and my ass is in the jackpot with DeAndre Swift.
Yep.
Meaning, if I believe Swift is really good, and he's at least a big part of this to the tune of 700 yards, you know, Kerryon can go out and get you 600 yards, and collection of other bums can go out and get you 200-300. Mike, there's just only so many yards you're going to get when you're a running team. I would go under.
Sure. No, and we know that they want to establish the run. All right, one more before we get to Tom Brady to close.
And who knows? Maybe he's going to have broken bones in his back again.
Yeah, stay healthy. That's a big, big thing for sure. Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray, over under 500 rushing yards for Kyler Murray this year.
I'm going to go under. I think he's going to take a major step forward as a pocket passer. That's what he is. O-line can't be worse. DeAndre Hopkins. Mike, I'm telling you, I think Murray's going to have an explosive sophomore season.
Yep, 544 rushing last year, so they're asking 500 for this year. We'll see. As we finish with Tom Brady, 4,100 passing yards for Brady this year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 4,100.
You saved the most difficult one for last, didn't you?
Anything Brady's difficult. Who the heck knows how he'll be down there?
I know, but the weapons are immense.
Yep.
And yards after catch is a powerful way to distort stats.
That's in Bruce Arians' offense, you know, as they say. It's built for pushing the ball downfield.
You know what? I got to tell you something. I'm going to fly against the grain. I'm going under.
Under
for I'm
Mr.
going
Brady.
Under. I think he takes another step back. I think it's a shorter passing game. Mike, I got to see it to believe it. I'm going to go under.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.